Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
All you had to do was work these last few years. You could be a millionaire. You could save your mother from being coarsened in the labor market. You could prolong the life of your loved ones with medical care. You could literally keep your parents alive longer, and you still didn't try. You still couldn't be motivated. Extra years of consciousness for the people who birthed you is somehow not as important to scumbag losers like you. And you wonder why I end up in a position where I think, do poor people even ever deserve to win? I have been telling you, I have been repeating for the last 3 years how important it is that you make some money, get spare finance, stop trying to trade and be a smartass. Instead, dedicate yourself, learn how to make money online, dedicate yourself, get spare money, and buy Bitcoin. I have been saying it every single day for 3 years. And I've been saying it because the outcome was always certain in my mind. I was telling you this when Bitcoin was 4,000. I was telling you this when Bitcoin was 8,000. I was telling you this when Bitcoin was 16,000. All the way up to 60, 70, 80,000. I have been repeatedly saying the exact same thing because the outcome was certain. And even though none of you disagreed with me, you didn't argue with me, you knew that my thesis, you knew that my opinion on the future was correct. You still didn't bother to work and get money. You knew your money would amplify. Do you understand the cowardice and laziness which plagues your blood? If you understand that the money you make today, you can double it in a few short months, and you still don't try. There must be something clinically wrong with you people. So then I used to motivate you guys. I was like, well, let me motivate them instead. But no matter how hard I scream down the side of the mountain, climb, do this, put your foot there. Don't do that. You'll slip and fall. Climb. It's great up here. You can make it. You just don't seem to want to try. If there is a guaranteed chance to double all of the extra money you make and you still don't try, what more can I say within the confines of human language that will motivate you? Perhaps God himself simply has a plan for certain people. And the plan for you was eternal regret and never-ending serfdom. Perhaps the plan for people like you was simply for you to perma-fail and lay as testament to how a life can be built on ignorance, laziness, and arrogance. So that people look at you as a warning sign of what not to be. Perhaps that's why you exist. Men like you exist as a warning sign to all other men. Do not end up like that, because I've been telling you for years. And now that Bitcoin's at $100,000, do you know what message I keep getting sent? Andrew, how do I make some money? I need Bitcoin. Andrew, can you motivate me? Why weren't you motivated when Bitcoin was 8,000? Why weren't you motivated when you stood a chance? Why weren't you motivated when I spoke before? Why must reality slap you in the face so brutally for you to wake up? You're the kind of kid who drives his car on the ice and slides all over the place and won't slow down. It's only when you hit a tree and lose a leg do you sit there like a pirate, a dumb pirate with a wooden leg. You sit there and go, I might slow down next time. You only learn lessons the hardest possible way. And here I am, respected as one of the greatest orators in the English language, trying my best to convince you to win. I'm not trying to convince you to lose. I'm trying to convince you to do something you should already want to do, which is win. And I can't seem to get you to take action and move and work. This outcome was certain. You knew it. I knew it. And you still just laid in bed at night after an average day of meager efforts and slept like a baby. You went to bed broke and slept like a baby. If I knew I was gonna wake up broke, I wouldn't go to sleep. I don't wanna wake up broke, ever. So if I feel like closing my eyes and having a little bit of rest is gonna lead to me waking up broke, I ain't closing my eyes. Money must be made. And this Bitcoin opportunity is actually one of a long string of opportunities that you have squandered in your insignificant, unremarkable, meager existence. Nobody knows who the f*** you are. Nobody knows your name. Women aren't begging for your children. You're a nobody. And you're a nobody because every single time God gives you a chance, you ignore it. Even worse, when you are given guaranteed wins, like earn money, buy Bitcoin, you do nothing. When winners like me, we attack with absolute vigor. When the win isn't even guaranteed. I've tried harder for most things in my life with a fraction of a percent of a chance for success than you've ever tried for anything with a guaranteed payoff. I used to go to work not knowing if I get paid. You are guaranteed to get paid. We are telling you it is guaranteed that there is a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow, but you can't seem to finish the walk. You are a fuck up if you have less than 100 Bitcoin. You are an idiot because you've had 3 years of me telling you what to do. 3 years of me guaranteeing you the future. And it's only just begun. Because Bitcoin's going to go to 1 million. And then what will you message me? Andrew, I need some money. I need some Bitcoin. Andrew, can you motivate me? And here's the impasse. Here's the wall I can't seem to break. And I can't seem to motivate you to win. What am I even talking for? Why am I even here? What's the point of any of this? You should look in the mirror and feel a deep sense of shame. You should think of all those days you have wasted, all those late mornings you laid in, all of the mistakes you've made across the last 2 years. Because if you made none of those mistakes and you tried instead and added it all together, you would have bought Bitcoin, and now that's $100,000, you would be rich forever. You could be rich for the rest of your life if you had just tried for the last 2 years. The time's already gone. The time's been spent. You can't even tell me what you did with it. You didn't work. You didn't get rich. Cool. What did you do the last 2 years? I went on holiday. Okay, that's 5 days out of 600. What'd you do for the rest of them?
I was trying.
Clearly, no. You weren't. And you know what? The number one measure of a winner is self-reflection. When you're a winner, you analyze your performance in all things. If you're a grandmaster at chess, after you play a game, win or lose, you go through the game to identify mistakes, to see what you did right, to see what you did wrong. You talk to other grandmasters, you get their take on the position. If you're a fighter, you watch your fights back. And here you are living your life, you're not even reflecting. Stop for a second and think about what I just said to you. All of the time you have wasted. Now you feel FOMO. If you would have just acted when I was imploring you to act, if you would have just done what you knew needed to be done, you would be sitting in a completely different situation right now. Your bloodline would be financially free for eternity. Your great-grandchildren, who you may never meet, would know your name because you're the one who saved the family. Instead, you will die insignificant and be forgotten by your own blood because you are another pointless cog, which is your legacy, which is your bloodline. Your dynasty leads to nowhere, and you come to me to motivate you. How the f*** can I motivate limp losers like that? What do you want me to say? I gave you a guaranteed win. I told you what was going to happen. I gave you a way to make the money. I came on here every day and told you to f***ing work. I gave away free Lamborghinis. I gave away free crypto. I kept saying, I'll give you the world. The pot of gold's at the end of the rainbow. I kept making the rainbow shorter and shorter. I kept making the pot of gold closer and closer. No matter how close I dragged it, you just stood there like a dipshit. Oh yeah, but it's over there. Maybe you're all just born to f***ing lose. Maybe there's nothing I can say. It doesn't matter how I preach. You losers are losers by design. It's in your DNA. It's in your blood. It's in your cells. You can't change it. No matter what situation I put you in, you'll find a way to lose. And then I'd look up to the sky, look up to God and say, was he just born to lose? There is no other justification for your monumental impotence and lack of action besides the fact that your DNA is literally enlaced with loserdom. I don't understand you. The second best time to get started is now. I will say to you, you've missed a lot of chances, but there is still a chance left. Because if you get serious now and you start working now, you can get Bitcoin at 100,000 before it goes to 1,000,000. And you can still save your bloodline. And you'll sit there and go, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then 16 minutes after this stream ends, you're going to be back on Steam downloading COD to run around and get shot in the head like a dipshit. You're unsavable. And then, because I talked about reflection, I also have to reflect myself. Have I become elitist now? As a man who's climbed the mountain from the very bottom, from the lowest echelons of poverty, from more poor than most of you have ever been. There was no food in my fridge. Most of you are starting higher than I ever started. And now I'm at the top of the mountain looking down going, do these people just deserve to stay on the cliff face waiting for an avalanche to annihilate them? Maybe they deserve boredom. Maybe poor people deserve to be poor. Maybe all the poor people who go, I don't want to be poor, I've tried hard, are lying. Maybe they're just lazy, stupid, arrogant idiots that nobody could help anyway. And if you get to know these people, they're not even nice people. And they snake their friends, and they lie, and they cheat. Because good people who work hard seem to always win. Why is it when I meet a good person who listens and works hard, they always f***ing win? By logical extension, anyone who has not won is not a good person who works hard. That is a logical conclusion. If every good person with a good work ethic ends up a winner, and you're not a winner, then you're not a good person with a good work ethic. You're a dipshit. Somewhere along the line, there's something wrong with you. When Bitcoin hit $100,000, me, the man with over 1,000 Bitcoin, was mad at himself for not having more. Because I could have had more. I could have taken one pump less and all those bitches and added it all up. Saved hours, made some money. You don't even have 10, and you don't feel any shame in your heart. There's nothing bothering you deep inside. You sleep just fine. Everything's okay, is it? It's all, oh well. Doop-dee-doo. The fuck is wrong with you, man? I don't understand. At the time when Bitcoin was affordable, your arrogant ass.
Oh, I want somebody to buy Bitcoin, but, you know, I'm going to buy a beer. I'm going to buy a beer instead. I'm going to go movies with my girlfriend.
That probably left you now. Who were you in 2010? You don't even know. She left you. She's someone else. You were spending your time with her instead of getting rich. Think about the woman you were with 5 years ago. All the time you spent listening to her crap and taking her on dates. You could have been focused on something important and got rich. You wasted your f***ing time. You could have been a somebody. Now you're messaging me asking for a time machine. I have every car that's ever been manufactured. I got Vicuna sweaters. If it can be bought, I bought it. There's no time machines. Next time your girlfriend says, let's go movies, are you going to sit and think, wait, I went movies with a bitch in 2015. Instead of focusing on getting rich and buying Bitcoin, and now I'm not rich. Now this new bitch trying to make me go to a movie again, I'm still not rich, need money instead, and say, no! No movies! I'm locked in, I'm in the trenches, I'm getting rich. Stand by me and enjoy the fruits of my labor. Or be gone! You dummies have probably just not learned a thing. And you're not even looking in the mirror going, how did I make this mistake? What did I ignore? Why wasn't I motivated? How did I not have money? When did I not listen? Did I see these tweets? If not, why didn't I see them? If I did see them, why didn't they implore me to action? Why didn't I sell my car and buy Bitcoin? Why? How can I make sure this doesn't happen again? How can I change things for the future? What plans and systems can I put in place to prevent me from being a loser anymore? I feel bad. I feel guilty. I feel shame. I feel dirty. I fucked up. I'll never fuck up again. I need to learn to trust myself. This can't be repeated. I have to make something of myself for my bloodline. Something must change. No.
Well, Bitcoin price is up. I wish I had some money. Can you motivate me, Tate?
So when Bitcoin gets to $200,000 and you dedicate yourself to doing whatever it takes to win for this next period of monumental rebalancing in the financial markets of Earth, what will you do between $100,000 and $200,000 that is different than what you did between zero and $100,000? Tell me in the chat, what are you going to do for the next $100,000 increase that is different than what you did for the last one, in which you failed monumentally? Say it to the universe. Say it to me. Speak it out loud. You tell me what's going to be different this time, so that when the price reaches $200,000, you're no longer wallowing in self-regret. You're no longer living with the stinging pain afforded to you by the bittersweet hindsight, rain dance, work harder, try harder, work and buy, lock in, more f***ing action, because you can't buy Bitcoin without any f***ing money. Forget all excuses and act with speed when Bitcoin gets to $200,000. And let me be honest with you, I don't have a time machine. I don't know when it will happen. All I know is that it will happen. And when it happens, whether it's in 2 months or 2 years, I'm going to sit down and ask you if you have tried your best or if you have once again failed. Because I haven't stopped stacking. I haven't stopped working. I haven't slowed down. I haven't got lazy. I'm still trying to get more. More of everything. More houses, more boats, more cars, more children, more Bitcoin, all of it. And you're going to have to answer to yourselves in the mirror when Bitcoin is at 200,000, because you have once again been warned. You can no longer claim or feign ignorance. There's no more excuses of I didn't know. You now know what I was telling you was a certainty has come true. The future is set. The win is guaranteed. I'm not asking you to be a hyper-competent predator, an apex like myself, who is prepared to attack tasks with absolute vigor, even with uncertain outcomes. I'm asking you to put in a little bit of effort to a task where the outcome is certain. Surely that's more inspiring when you know the finish line contains a pot of gold. Unlike the monumental tasks I undertook in my life, where I reached finish lines and there was nothing there. I don't even ask that of you. You're not man enough for challenges like those. You are not built the way I am built. You could never endure or undertake the pain and suffering required to reach a finish line, unsure of whether you will be rewarded. I don't even ask scum like you for dedication like that. Instead, I ask you to reach a finish line with a guaranteed consolation, a guaranteed result and reward and prize. Guaranteed, it is sitting there. It's all I ask of you. It's all your bloodline will ask of you. It's all your family ask of you. It's all your grandchildren will ask of you. Everyone will be saying to you, why didn't you buy Bitcoin when it was cheap? Now it controls the world. Back then it was cheap. Why didn't you buy it? What's your answer going to be? I didn't know. I knew, but I didn't have any money. Well, why didn't you go and work harder? I was tired. What excuse are you going to give on your deathbed for your monumental failures? How can you even justify them? What excuse can you even fathom? I'm disgusted with you people. And the fact you're not disgusted with yourselves is genuinely concerning. It's worrying. You've seen the crackhead on the street, right? And he stinks as shit, shits his pants. And you look at him and you smell him and you go, why are you not repulsed by yourself, your own actions, your own situation you find yourself in? How your presence and existence pollutes other people's experiences of sentience. How can you live this way? You stink. You just, I don't understand how it doesn't bother you that everyone's bothered by you. Why aren't you bothered by yourself? You're covered in puke and feces. That is how the successful people view people like you. Because we look at you and say, how the fuck do you just fuck up every day and you just wear it on your t-shirt almost with pride like it's fine? You stink of shit. You're poisoning my experience of humanity, my experience of consciousness, because I have to stand next to you. You're a lazy, insignificant dipshit. And no matter how hard you're told to take a shower, you just don't seem to want to do it. And nobody really understands why, besides what's ever inside of your crazy loser DNA. You have no excuse to not make money. So all you have to do is try. No excuse to not take a shower, crackhead. There's a shower right here. I'll give you a shower. Please come have a shower. And the crackhead says, no, I don't want a shower. Why? I'm tired of yelling at you people. And I'm tired of trying to make losers be something else. There's only so much you can do to inspire a sheep to become a wolf. This $100,000 Bitcoin price should have woken you the fuck up. I really hate repeating myself. I find repeating myself insulting. If I say something and somebody doesn't listen to me, I consider it very much like a slap in the face. It's like I was speaking words at you in a language that I know you understand, and you ignored the words. And it bothers me deeply. I really don't like repeating myself ever, but it feels like I have to with you people. Just like I told you to get Bitcoin a few years ago, let me tell you something else. Something I've already said. So if you feel like you've missed out on Bitcoin, you haven't. You have work to do. Let me give you one more piece of advice. And listen to me carefully. Because this will be a video that will be clipped and I will play it back in 2 years from now. And you will kick yourself. Listen to me now. Listen in your heart. Listen to me. Because in 2 years when I play this video back, you're going to hate yourself for your lack of action. So listen to me clearly. I know things you do not know. And you have been fairly warned. So in 2 years when I ask you why you did not act, you have no excuse. You can pull out your ass. You were told directly from me. You need to work. You need to dedicate yourself. You need to take these next few months, seriously. 2025 has to be a year of winners. You need to invest in Bitcoin. You need to stop being a idiot. You need to reflect on your life. You need to feedback. You need to analyze all of the mistakes you've made. You need to stop wasting your time. Stop being a dipshit and stop relying on me for temporary bursts of motivation so that you can focus on something for once in your life. Because time is running out. I don't like repeating myself. Now it is Darwinism. Those who do not benefit do not deserve to benefit. I'm done talking. Act or fail.